Now onto our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paul Provenza has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Charlie Pierce has 3. Roxanne Roberts, 1.
I know.
All right, Roxanne.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I've ever had occasion to say this, you are in third place.
I am in third place.
You are in third place. That means the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
Yes.
New York's medical examiner says it may be 2 weeks before he knows what caused the death of blank.
Keith Ledger.
Exactly right. 8 years after losing the state to George W. Bush, blank won South Carolina's Republican primary.
McCain.
Right, John McCain. Convicted of being a terrorist conspirator, blank was sentenced to 17 years in prison.
Padilla.
Jose Padilla.
Yeah, yes, Padilla. Enough. Okay.
A burglar in Florida was quickly caught and arrested after trying to escape from a woman who was also blank.
Who's also trying to steal burglar the same place?
No, who was a marathon runner and a black belt in karate. No Country for Old Men and There Will Be Blood each received 8 blank nominations.
Oscar nominations.
Yes. In an upcoming book, Heisman Trophy winner blank reveals that he suffers from a multiple personality disorder.
O.J.
No, Herschel Walker. Fortunately, one of those personalities was fast. The British military's newly refurbished HMS Illustrious, a $640 million aircraft carrier, had returned to port on its first mission after its blank failed.
It's anchor.
No.
It's rudder.
No.
It's captain.
No.
It's Dennis.
No. Did you say it's dentist?
Dentist. That's an important position in the British Navy.
No, it's refrigerator. The $640 million HMS Illustrious abruptly changed course this week while sailing towards the Indian Ocean after workers on board noticed that the ship's kitchen was turning into the HMS Odorous. Can't expect British sailors to go a week without their Sunny D or Eggos, so the ship turned around and sailed back to Britain in search of the Maytag repairman. Carl, how did Roxanne do in her quiz?
Roxanne had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 9 points, and Roxanne has the lead.
Okay. A more comfortable and familiar position for Roxanne than usual. All right, next up, I believe, Mr. Pierce. Here we go, fill in the blank. President Bush spoke to school children at a library in Washington, D.C. to mark blank day.
Martin Luther King.
Yes. Meg Whitman, the chief executive of online auction site Blank, announced that she would step down on March 31st.
eBay.
Right, after Hamas tore down a huge wall, thousands of Palestinians poured across the border between the Gaza Strip and Blank.
Egypt.
Right. Anheuser-Busch announced that it would be running 7 ads during this year's Blank.
Super Bowl.
Right. Not only did 2 Canadian robbers hold up a bank in the same building as a police station, their getaway was fouled up because the driver blanked.
Stole a police car.
No, drained the battery listening to the radio. Best known as Bob Newhart's wife on the old Bob Newhart show, blank died at age 70.
Suzanne Plachet.
Right. The 22nd James Bond movie and the 2nd starring Daniel Craig will be titled blank.
Holy God, not this again.
No, it's called Quantum of Solace.
Mine was better.
It was. Woman looking for love will be happy to hear that the man holding the title of blank is single again.
Mr. Lovetron.
No. Hairiest man alive. Good news, ladies. 29-year-old Yu Zhenzhuan is back in the market, listed in the Guinness Book of Records as the world's hairiest man. His body is 96.5% covered with thick, lustrous locks. He blew second-place finisher Robin Williams clear out of the water.
Yeah, but it's a good thing for him Anna Asner retired.
I know. Yu is eager to begin dating again after breaking up with his girlfriend of 3 years, and he's registered with an online dating site. We're not going to tell you which one, so watch it. However, his listed hobbies, which include combing my back, may be a turnoff to some women.
Oh, God.
Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Well, Charlie had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Charlie has moved ahead and has the lead.
All right. Now, how many, then, does Paul Provenza need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right. Here we go, Paul. You ready?
I can't believe there's any more questions left.
Here we go. Fill in the blank. The 2 rival presidential candidates met for the first time since their disputed election caused tribal violence in blank.
Dentist.
No. Kenya.
Kenya.
For the first time in at least four decades, the median price of an American blank dropped last year.
Home.
Right. A highly partisan study found that President Bush and other administration officials made 935 false statements regarding the security threat posed by blank.
Iraq.
Right. According to two separate studies released this week, blank may raise the risk of miscarriage and lower the risk of ovarian cancer.
Coffee.
Right. To get rid of pests, a homeowner in Galveston, Texas, set off six bug foggers at once, accidentally blanking.
Fainting.
No, blowing the roof off of his house. Alan Melvin, the actor best known for his role as Sam the Butcher in the TV show Blank, died at age 84.
Green Acres.
The Brady Bunch.
Oh, right.
A survey of NASA astronauts found no evidence that crew members have been blank on launch day.
Drunk.
Right. An 81-year-old man in a Chilean village shocked his relatives when he blanked.
Gave birth.
No, sat up.
At his own wake.
Yeah. Right,
and asked for a drink of water, right?
He did, yes.
Yeah.
Relatives were sure that Filiberto Carrasco was dead. Poof, gone. So they called a mortician. They gathered at his wake to pay their last respects. And that's when things took an interesting turn. According to Carrasco's nephew, Pedro, quote, "I couldn't believe it. I shut my eyes, and when I opened them again, my uncle was looking at me." Carrasco told relatives that he wasn't in any pain. He asked for a glass of water and said that he couldn't wait to see Brett Favre in the Super Bowl one last time. Nobody has had the guts to tell him. Carl, did Paul do well enough to win?
He needed five correct answers to win, but Paul had just four correct answers. So with 13 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
There you are, Charlie. Upholding a recent New England tradition of victory. It's interesting.
That's true.